The World Health Organization, WHO, says the Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has grown to around 600 suspected cases and 139 suspected deaths, warning that the true scale is likely much higher because of delays in detecting infections. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Wednesday that 51 cases had been confirmed in Democratic Republic of the Congo and two in neighboring Uganda, where both infected people had traveled from Congo. One of the Ugandan patients has died. The outbreak, caused by the rare Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, is believed to have started a couple of months ago. On Sunday, the WHO declared the crisis a public health emergency of international concern, while stressing it had not reached pandemic level. The epicenter remains Ituri province, particularly the gold mining towns of Mungwalu and Ruampara, as well as Bunia and Nyakund. Cases have also been reported in North Kivu, including Goma and Butembo. Health officials say hospitals are under severe pressure, with some healthcare workers among the dead. Local staff report shortages of protective equipment as teams race to contain the virus in a region already destabilized by years of conflict. The Bundibugyo species, last seen more than a decade ago, is harder to combat because there is no approved vaccine or targeted treatment currently available. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.